Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let me take this moment to welcome Tate Elias Shamatla, who is with us on the line. Tate Shamatla, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Tate Mwabi, and good evening to the listeners. It's always an honor to be here.
We are talking about planning for retirement, and this comes as a result of people not planning well for retirement. The next thing, the money comes, they don't know what they have done with that. But I'm not going to put my words in your mouth. I would like you to share with us the testimony of the people, from the people that you encountered with regards to this whole aspect of them not managing their retirement money well.
Well, that might be what we have seen is that people will retire at the age of 60 up to 65, or any age for that matter. I'm talking about the planned retirement, whereby you know very well that at the age of 60 years I'm going to retire, or at the age of 62, 65 I'm going to retire. You know that very well. But when you receive the money, your retirement package, you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how you are going to live from now going forward, because the money arrives into your bank account and here you are, you have got the debt to pay and you have got all these business ideas that are cluttering your head that you want to start. A case in point, one lady started an eatery, you know, like food business at her home. She received in the region of about 2 million rand. Okay, in this case, this one, she was a retired civil servant, meaning government employee. Instead of taking the retirement, this one, at the retirement age, she decided not to retire. She decided to resign, because somebody advised her that if you resign, you are going to get all your money, not the one third as per the retirement package, because if you retire you get the one set and then the rest you'll get it on a monthly basis.
Was it a good advice though?
It depends on what ideas you have, because let's say for example you have got clients already, or customers you are going to farming, and you have got people who are going to buy your chickens or your eggs if you are going to poultry farming, right? And they're just waiting for you to start. You have already signed the paperwork. If you take your package, that 2 million rand, and you set up everything, you buy the stock and everything, then it's fine. But if you take that package and you don't know what to do, and you end up buying your grandchildren iPhones, okay?
Mm.
And then you buy that grandchild the Polo, the VW Polo, and you buy that one another car.
Yeah.
Before you know it, the money is gone. Mm. And it's gone for good. Mm. And then when you fix the house where you are going to work from, instead of doing the basics, and when you do the five-star place, meaning everything is aluminium, the carport is aluminium, and the people who are doing this for you, they are aware that you have got money, they double charge you.
You don't have any experience whatsoever. You don't even have a clue of how, you know, what running business is like.
Yes, and you are doing this by yourself. You are not even consulting your child or children.
Mm.
Okay? So, before you know it, the money is gone. Here you are, you have started the business, you have bought the car, they have advised you to buy a vehicle. You never had a vehicle in your life, so now you have bought a vehicle. You can't even drive. You have got somebody to drive you, and then that person, obviously, who helped you to buy the car, they chose the car that they like, because they are going to drive this car every day. So you start selling plates. People don't know about your food, and then you start selling the place cheaper. Let's say for example you are selling whatever, you know, the full meal, up and flays and whatever the case might be. And to attract the customers, you sell at a lower rate, you're not making profit. And later on, when you want to increase the prices, the people go away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but a business is not pap and running a business is not pap and flays.
Yes. So, what happens is that you end up losing everything. That's one sad case that I've seen. Very sad. Very sad. The person, and now the person has lost everything, including weight. She has lost weight because now she has got all these illnesses because of this problem. Because the money is not coming back. It's gone. She can't even take care of her own health. She can't afford to pay the medical aid anymore. So she had to terminate the medical aid. So she had to go to the public clinics or public hospitals to obtain the health care. It's sad. But on the other hand, what I've seen in many cases is whereby people have got their retirement. But it looks like the families and friends are waiting for you to retire. They all come to you with their problems. Instead of looking after yourself and your own family, then you think about your sister who has got children or grandchildren who are still at school. They don't have shoes. They don't have these. All of a sudden, nobody has got food at their home. Nobody.
And they come, they borrow money from you, and yet they're not working. You ask yourself, "Marabato ipatala yamba saverik."
Yeah. So they all come begging on you. And when you feel bad because you're a Christian, you've got money in your possession, then you start taking care of all these families. Right? When they lose their jobs, they come to you to report to you, "Hey, I've lost my job. As you know that I've got kids at school, I don't know what I'm going to do from tomorrow." And then when you start taking care of them.
Because
you can't say you don't have money because you have retired. That's the perception that people have.
One must learn this barking tactic of saying no without feeling guilty then, because otherwise...
Yes. Yes. Actually, there's a nice book, I forgot the name, but I wrote it down somewhere. I read it, the soft copy of it, whereby it teaches you how to say no without feeling ashamed. How to look after yourself. How to put yourself first. Because here you are, you have retired, you don't have a plan. So everybody is going to come to you with their business idea. Some are the crazy business ideas. Some of them demand money because you have to buy expensive equipment. And that business doesn't even take off. And you have lost your money on that equipment. And then when you try to sell that equipment, you're going to sell it at half the price that you bought it for. Or even less. So what we are trying to talk about today is to create awareness on the people who are going to retire, to say you must have a plan when you retire. Because otherwise, you're going to end up going to all those popular companies, you know, the financial institutions. But you're going to say that was something.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to take your money and invest it for the next 10 years. All of it. And they tell you that you're going to earn interest. And the interest comes back as 2,000 rand a month.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And on the other hand, somebody told you to buy a minibus so that you can transport children, school children. And that business needs money. Because the parents are not paying or that bus is not full.
Yeah.
You have to top up.
Or have the issue ya the taxi organizations. Sanzo patele some fee more.
Yes.
Membership fee.
And then you've got taxmen on the other hand.
Yeah.
Because things didn't go properly. They were not done properly. And then here is the letter from SARS to say, "Oops, you owe us so much."
And we are still saying this. I know that we talked about this for years and years to say, but Giti, don't start business during retirement, with retirement money. At least if you want to go take the business route, start right now while you're working. Have a side hustle. Don't just start something, say, "Well, it's not even tested."
Because, true. Because if you're going to say, "I'm going to build rooms that I'm going to rent out." Okay? Here you are, you build rooms. Let's take, for example, You know, in Polokwane, Polokwane City, CBD.
Yes.
On your way north, on your way to Tzaneen or whatever, as if you are going to Moria, you know that site?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a nice place on your right. I think, is it Jane Fest? Nice houses there, eh? Like estate.
No, it's not Jane Fest. Jane Fest is further away from Polokwane. It's about many kilometers from Polokwane.
Oh, okay. Okay. Whatever the name of the place is. But you see the place that I'm talking about.
Yes.
Immediately after you have passed through the CBD.
I think it's more Honangli, University of the North, Kuti, Limpopo. University of Limpopo.
And before you get there,
Yes.
On the right, there are nice double-story houses there.
Okay, yes.
Like an estate. So I asked somebody there, actually, who's staying there? What happened there? I thought it's a nice place.
Okay.
Then somebody told me, no. Actually, the people who are staying here are the retired people.
Okay.
And then when the developer sold land there, the pieces of land, people bought. It was supposed to be an estate.
Okay.
So people bought land. And with their retirement packages, they built properties.
Okay.
Some of those properties there are not even finished because the money got finished along the way.
Okay.
Because there were no project managers.
Okay.
Yes, because here's the thing. If you buy the property, people who buy the properties from the estate will know. When you buy the property from the estate, or when you build in the estate, because that's when you build on your own, it's two different things. Okay? That's why those properties end up being expensive. So they address the issues like damp. Okay, they will treat the soil. There will be certain chemicals that they put before they plaster the house. You know, and after they've plastered the house, they put whatever chemical first, and then they put whatever layer, and before they're gonna put paint, they treat that a plaster.
Yeah,
when I at home. You plaster, you paint with the wet PVA, water paint, and then you put the preferred color that you want.
Yeah.
That's it. Then the paint start peeling off. Right? The stamp, there's all these things. They were never attended to. You know? So, you end up paying a lot of money to fix these things.
Okay.
Remember, you are building this house with your retirement package.
Yeah.
Yes, and
which is something that is not advisable for one to do. Also, building with the retirement money.
Because what you are going, what, do you have a plan on how you are going to live going forward? Because if you don't have a plan, and you build this mansion whereby you are going to stay alone because your children are staying in their own places, and they can't afford to feed you, because they thought you're going to have your money, you're going to take care of yourself. And here you are, you build this mansion, the builder has made a lot of money from you, and then he's gone, and voila. So, in that area, I was told that they wanted to run that place like an estate.
Okay.
I'm not saying this is true. This is the resident that told me this.
Yeah.
Somebody was sitting there. So, he said, now, all these people built these beautiful houses here. Unfortunately, some of them cannot maintain them. They cannot maintain the standard. Some of them are getting dilapidated. So that means that they had, or they didn't have a plan from the get-go. They just wanted to stay in the nice place.
In a mansion.
In a mansion, in the right area.
Yeah.
Only to find that, no, they can't keep up.
So
they end up, some of them end up selling those properties for cheap. Was that desperate for money?
Then let's can somebody then retire target such places to say okay, with this money, if I buy this property, maybe Igaska, I won't be spending a lot of money compared to when I build it with my retirement money. Can you always be looking for offers such as those, opportunities such as that with
course.
Retirement money? Okay,
because here you are staying wherever you are staying. Right, you get your retirement package, and then these properties worth 2.5 million, 3 million. And when are you going to get it for 1.2 million?
It's a bargain. We saved. You scored.
Yeah, you scored because you're going to sell the property that we have there, and then we move here if you have to sell. Right? And you move here, you've got a place in a nice area. And you get it cheaper, and you don't have to spend anything from your pocket. Because you just sell the old house and buy this one. Or you can top up a little bit with some of the package that we have. Right? And from there on, going forward, you are able to leave because you start a business. Okay, first of all, you go to the hospitals. There are these, machines. I saw it, and then I thought it's a good business idea. I saw it at a private hospital, and I asked. They said that machine belongs to someone private. Well, when after the moms have given birth to babies,
okay,
and then they have to milk that milk from the parents.
Right. Yeah.
Then there's this machine that they use. Imagine if you buy that machine and rent it out to hospitals. Imagine if you buy the antibiotic in this machine or kidneys.
Or what dialysis or something. Kidney dialysis. I don't know what you call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, you just buy it. Nobody's going to know that you are making money. You just have that machine. You brand it at the hospital. They use it. They pay you. People use it with their medical aid.
Yeah, I think one thing that people need to avoid is to want to make quick money easily. Like I got a call myself from somebody. I hope she's not listening because she might be angry with me. But she told me, Godfrey, you presented this business to me many moons ago. Are you still doing it? I said, no. Don't even think about that. I'm not doing that with anybody. He said, I've got money now. I want to start something. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to advise you with regard to what is that you need to do. So luckily, she's got a son who works in the bank. I said, that can be the right person. Because he asked me which business can she start? And I said, at least the best one that you can start in your area is rental. But otherwise, don't take my word for it. It's not any advice that I'm giving you. It's not an advice that I'm giving you. I recommend that you talk to your son. Being a banker, maybe he can be able to advise. What I'm saying is sometimes they want quick results. Kind of ways, you know.
Yes, no. Think about that one. I remember we used to talk about the issue of selling the animal skin. Matlalo, makoko,
at home.
Yes. And then someone called me and said, or a few people called me and said, they've got access to the skin. But they want to be the main and sole suppliers.
Okay.
Why are Lesoma? Why are we like this?
Mm.
So here's the thing. When a client says, I want somebody who can supply me with this.
Yeah.
I need this quantity. For example, like I'm going to give you what's happening now. Somebody wants X.
Yeah.
Now. So this person wants 2,000 trays of eggs per week. Every week. Nobody can supply that. That amount. So it means that people have to get together. When you can supply only 10 or 100 trays, another one will supply 20. But all of you together must make 2,000. This person doesn't want 1,000 trays. He says, if you can give me 1,000, forget it. Let's leave it. I need 2,000 trays a week. And I'm aware that no one can provide me with that. So you guys, I'm giving you an opportunity to get together, form your WhatsApp group, whatever you can form, and then decide amongst yourself as to who's going to provide how many eggs. Because when you can say, okay, now my supplier can supply me with so many eggs so many trays per week. So we all add together, even if it's 20 of us or 50 of us, and we amount to those 2,000 trays that are needed per week. But somebody goes to the client and says, now I want to supply alone.
And Hannah the means.
Understand?
Right.
And then the supplier, not the supplier, the client ends up going to the main guys.
Yeah.
Because this person wanted to uplift the community. You know, like the retired people, even the youth.
Yeah.
to say, guys, I'm the mine. Mm. I'm the buyer for the mine.
Mm.
So I want you guys to supply the mine with 2,000 eggs per week.
Mm.
Don't come to me with 1,000 trays or 800. I want 2,000. Mm. If you can't, go and get fine people.
Yeah. Mm.
And then they organize people.
Yeah.
Like we are talking now on Radio Pulpit on this platform. People say, no, I can do that. I can do that. And then we say, okay, let's see how many trays we got. Okay, there are two. If there are 2.5, he says, okay, I will take 2,000, but I've got somebody who can take the other 500 trays per week.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to go to waste.
Hopefully we'll continue with it next week, because it gets interesting as we continue with it. But because of time, please give them your contact details.
Okay,
067-226-5934. All right.
Thank you.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.